Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Had our friend Mark Neville in studio last night. He's the executive director of the DirecTV Holiday Bowl. Remember we had him on and he talked about donating his kidney and his bone marrow.
That was amazing.
That was an amazing story. He's excited about the matchup December 27th at Snapdragon Stadium. Number 21 Syracuse taking on Washington State. They're bringing the Sky Show down back to Mission Valley. So everyone's supposed to have a good time. And if you're looking, obviously less tickets available in a smaller stadium than they have had in the past. So we'll see if they get that place packed, though, and would look good for the cameras, the TV cameras on Fox for the Holiday Bowl coming up on December 27th. I would imagine the fan bases are both excited about the game because it's very cold in Syracuse and Pullman, Washington in late December. And a trip to San Diego is probably appreciated in late December.
Yeah, it's almost like if we had an NFL team, we could be rocking Super Bowls here every 5 years or so, and it would probably be a smart move. You know, it's a pretty great place to come in December, January, much better than, I don't know, 98% of other places that you could potentially go. So what do I know, though? I'm just an idiot that's still trying to figure out why Mookie Betts is playing short. And I pulled up an article. It says, it was in MLB Trade Rumors yesterday, Benny. It said, the move back to the outfield grass in late in the 2024 season was preceded by a months-long absence due to a broken hand he suffered while struck by a pitch. At the time, they decided to move Betts back to the outfield for the time being, thanks in part to the emergence of Miguel Rojas and Tommy Edman as viable options, but also because Betts was somewhat abruptly moved to shortstop just before the season began due to Gavin Lux struggling at the position during spring training. Betts struggled at times with the transition from making throws as an outfielder to ones as a shortstop, but that Betts and the club feel more confident he'll be able to handle the position on a daily basis in 2025 now that he has a full offseason to prepare for the move. So the move last year happened quick, and he struggled a little bit now that he knows he's going to be the shortstop. At 32 years old, by the way, they're going to make this move.
Some similarities with the move of Xander Bogaerts to second base in the Padres. That happened very late, right?
When
Xander reported to spring training, AJ is committed this year to at least telling Xander much earlier where they're going to want him to play, whether it's back at shortstop.
But it still hasn't happened
Or second base. But as far as we know, it has not happened
yet. Because Schilt said it yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, okay. Schilt said it yesterday. He said, I think it's a little early to to, you know, speculate who's going to be the shortstop, but it's going to be hard for me to imagine with Ha-Sung Kim probably not coming back that it would be anybody other than Xander Bogaerts, unless it's Mason McCoy.
He is back.
That would be something.
All right, Paulie's got some headlines that we haven't gotten to yet. It is time for the Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
We will start out in the world of football. How about Monday Night Football last night? Did you guys catch any of the game? Bengals versus Cowboys.
Sure,
Dallas. Yeah, the Bengals did win 27-20.
Thanks to a young Bo Woods who encouraged his father to put money on the game. Pre-game. I said, who would you take tonight? He loves the Bengals. He goes, bet the Bengals.
You're not a big gambler.
No.
By nature.
By nature.
So.
And yeah. when he said it, we were watching the game. Cowboys went right down the field and scored. He looked at me and goes, sorry, Dad. I go, buddy, it's early. Don't worry about it. It's too early to be sweating.
Now, it looked like the Bengals were in trouble. It was 20-20. There was just a couple minutes left, and they were punting on fourth down. And they had the punt blocked. Usually that's a bad recipe for winning a football game. But because this is the Dallas Cowboys, and Leon Lett's ghost apparently still haunts the stadium at AT&T Stadium, they did the old touch the football beyond the line of scrimmage, fumble recovered by Cincinnati, and that led to the game-winning touchdown for Ja'Marr Chase. New set of downs after you punted. Don't touch the football after it's blocked. Dummies. Not a smart football team.
Mm-mm.
No.
Did anyone watch the Simpsons alternate broadcast?
I did not.
No.
I saw some clips that went around.
Yeah.
It looked fine. It looked funny. I think we mentioned it when it all got announced that they were doing this. Who was the audience for the Simpsons broadcast? Because I would say it's probably people maybe a little bit older, maybe my age, maybe your guys' age, right? That kind of grew up watching the Simpsons. But I would argue that people our age want to watch the regular broadcast. When they do the Nickelodeon feed with SpongeBob and all of that stuff, that's clearly geared for kids. I understand that one. The Simpsons one kind of threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Simpsons still is on, like, new episodes continuing, so they may have a younger audience. I saw a couple of tweets like, oh, my kid doesn't ever watch football, but he's watching it with me on the Simpsons broadcast today. Nothing really stood out to me, you know? Yeah, they animated some of the characters to look like players on the field, and yeah, there's Homer Simpson catching an interception, and Lisa Simpson scoring a touchdown. Fantastic.
I want a Who's the Boss broadcast.
There you go.
That's what I want. Maybe Sopranos broadcast. It's all Italian mobsters out there. I don't know. I mean, none of these do anything for me. But again, I do realize I'm not the audience.
The question is moot in our YouTube stream. Says, I watched the Simpsons broadcast for like 5 minutes with my 7-year-old, and then he asked me to turn back to the real game.
Okay.
All right.
All right, next up, no real story here, but as we are living in this world of NIL deals and NIL contracts and money and all of that in college sports, this one got sent to me a couple of days ago. Lamont Butler, you know, San Diego State royalty, I would say, did leave for more NIL opportunities and more money at Kentucky, but that's a guy that never has to buy a drink in San Diego after hitting that buzzer beater a couple of years ago in the tournament. And one of his new endorsement opportunities is with a local gas station in the Kentucky area, Clark's Pump and Shop. And he put out a video with him and a couple of his teammates. I don't know if they were also in on the NIL deal, but it's Lamont Butler rapping his own song that he
wrote.
I don't know if he wrote it. I don't know if they wrote it for him, but he's putting his name to it. Here's the video, the rap song of Lamont Butler for Clark's Pump and Shop.
I'm rolling on empty. Holla if you feel me. Gotta make a pit stop, got my boy's car and Robinson rolling with me. I pump my gas, I grab my snacks. I'm saving cash with my Clarks pumping shop app. I pump and shop, I pump and shop. I use the app to pump and shop.
Use Clarks pump and shop app to earn rewards and save big.
I use the app to pump and shop.
I like it better than Kendrick Lamar, if I'm being completely honest. I think he... His, it's more, it sounds better in my ear. He does. Lamont Butler.
I don't know about that.
I mean, for me, that's personal preference. He sounds better than the guy that sounds like Steve Urkel.
It's not the worst, for, especially for a commercial that's supposed to stick in your brain. Pump and shop is sticking there.
Now, I pump
and
my
shop.
My gas. I pump
and shop. I like
I'm
it.
I'm rolling on empty. Holla if you feel me. Gotta make a pit stop. Got my boys Carl and Robinson rolling with me. I pump my gas. I grab my snacks.
It's fantastic.
I'm saving cash with my Clarks pump and shop.
I like it. I'm all
he's
in.
Saving cash.
I love
Clarks pump and shop app.
I like
we,
it a lot.
Do we have any local companies that would like to get any of the SDSU Aztec players
or Ben Higgins
to do a rap like that? Or Ben Higgins.
Or Ben Higgins. I pump
you Ben
my gas.
Ben and Pharaoh Compton for insert local company.
Yeah.
Well, that's the bar has been set now by Lamont.
I've heard way.
Tim Shelton, way former Aztec, still holds the title as greatest ever basketball player / rapper in college.
I think we've played this before.
I feel like
we?
Tim Shelton would be a very savvy player in NIL.
Yes, he would.
In the NIL era.
Yes, he would.
Yeah, that was great. Tim Shelton, the Aztec motto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we will finally move on here. They're kind of a bummer of a story here.
Right.
So, yeah. There is a company out there, and I'm trying to pull it right up here, called... What's the name of that? Moxie is the toy. Embodied is the company. It's an AI company. Embodied, they announced this week that they are going to be shutting down operations due to financial difficulties. Happens all the time, unfortunately, with startups or anything like that. And their biggest toy... Their main product was a toy called Moxie, which was an AI-powered toy robot, and it was actually specifically geared for children with autism. And it cost $800 for this AI toy, and it looks like it was very engaging, and it answered questions, and it said, all right, you know, here's today's affirmation, and stuff. It was a really good toy for kids. However, the parent company has gone bankrupt. They're ceasing operations, and they sent out an email to anybody that was on their list or anybody that had purchased a Moxie that slowly but surely the toys will be dying
and
no longer working because they need their software up and running, the server or whatever,
and it's
to continue to go. So all of these kids that have fallen in love with their Moxie toy.
There's got
to
be somebody that can step in and save this company.
Apple.
These poor kids, yeah. Like,
isn't that horrible?
You just showed the video of the little kid playing with this sweet little thing.
And it's just going to slowly...
Imagine back in the day, we didn't have all this AI stuff, but imagine your parents buy you a bike, and after 6 months, it just disintegrates. You're just riding your bike like, oh, no, this is it. It's done. Doesn't work anymore. Come on. Somebody needs to save Moxie.
My question is, and I'm not a tech expert, but... What's the difference between AI and just like a really fast computer? Because like my laptop can, you know, do a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I don't think I have an AI laptop. Like how smart and how fast does a toy, a computer have to be before they can call it AI? Because essentially this toy is just a really advanced Teddy Ruxpin.
Yes. Yeah. Very advanced.
I'm sure somebody that is smarter than us can answer that question.
Right.
I would guess it has something to do with the like ability to... adapt and learn based on habits.
But for a kid, I mean, you can program a billion things. It doesn't make it AI necessarily, but it'll answer whatever the kid's going to need at any point. So
Diesel says, well, this will toughen the kids up. I'm all for it. They're autistic, Diesel.
Their parents can hold funerals for the doll.
It's terrible. Like,
this is what happens. Now your doll is dead.
Oh,
we're
going to
bury it in the backyard.
Yeah, it says in a closing FAQ email to users and posted on their website, Embodied made it clear that Moxie would likely stop working within days.
Mm.
No refunds. If you bought the device on a payment plan, it's out of their hands.
Hopefully you can at least cancel the payment plan.
It says no repairs and service can be offered, and the company has no clear plan for who, if anybody, will take over.
Very cool. So glad we bought this $800 doll for our
And good
child.
Luck explaining that one to your,
child. To your child. Yeah, kids are very understanding about losing their favorite toy. Just so you know, they're very, they'll be fine, I'm sure. Hmm. Man, that's sad. Thanks a lot, Paulie.
Yeah, yeah, no problem. Hmm. Happy to help.
They need somebody to come in and save that company.
It's worrisome when you're relying on technology.
It really is. It is. Your phone, like if your phone is out of battery and you don't know where you're going, I mean, you really feel lost. Like,
I would say if you buy anything that's, you know, Apple, Android, Amazon's web service,
sure. Temu, anything Temu. Ben was just trying to sell me on a Temu motorbike for my kids. Gas power.
It's a two-stroke engine.
You don't even know what that means.
But it sounds good. I mean, how many strokes do you really need in your engine?
It's a great question.
What is a stroke?
I
have no idea.
I don't know either.
I know motorboats and motorbikes have strokes in their engine. Like, you would never say your Honda has a six-stroke engine, but in a motorbike you do. And I don't know what. I don't know why.
I don't either.
And the stroke. Sound like Mike Brown.
What's that from?
I don't know.
All right. Thank you, Paulie.
And the stroke.
Were you pretending to be a coxswain?
A coxswain in the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes
timing
sense.
The strokes.
Diesel says it means you got to mix the gas with the oil. I'm not doing that. And Taylor doesn't need, or Bo, neither of them need a motorbike, much less from Temu. It's not happening.
If you do ever get them a motorbike, please don't buy it on Temu.
No, I will not buy it on Temu. I'm sure they'll have one at some point, but it's not going to be anytime soon. Thank you, Paulie.
They're going to ever be part of the Encinitas motorized e-bike gangs.
We have had multiple conversations about it, and it's a resounding no for now. You never know how it will change.
I've never rented one. I've never ridden one.
I mean,
I know if I was a kid,
no
a teenager especially.
Right?
I don't think so.
I would have been all over that
thing. 100%.
When I see the kids driving around the beach or whatever in these little gangs of e-bikes, I'm just like, I'm not mad. As long as they're not doing anything stupid.
And they do. They do stupid stuff, for
that
sure.
That will upset me because it's a safety issue. But man, I'm like, if they had those when I was 14.
Do I want my 14-year-old riding around in the middle of the road at like 38, 40 miles an hour? I mean, and now I see kids on the handlebars. I see kids on the back. We did a lot of stupid stuff when we were kids. But it didn't go 40 miles an hour. So it's a little scary.
Yeah.
Man.
Apparently, like, a Honda is a four-stroke engine. They just don't call it that. Diesel says six-stroke doesn't even exist.
And what's two-stroke?
Half of a four. Goes half as fast, obviously.
Maybe it's a little safer.
All right, we'll come back. We've got trade talk, some rumors, including a name that the Padres have been linked to in talks the last couple of years. That is coming up after a check of traffic with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got some San Diego State basketball tickets to give away in just a couple of minutes. Aztecs return to action tomorrow night when they host California Baptist. Always used to be Cal Baptist, but apparently they don't want to be known as Cal Baptist anymore.
Okay.
They want to be California Baptist.
Where are they located?
Riverside.
All right.
I believe. Remember when USC made a big deal? They didn't want to be called Southern Cal anymore.
Oh, yeah.
They just say it's either USC or SC. Southern California. They want the whole thing. But, you know, we like to shorten things in our daily speech patterns.
It's true.
Cal Baptist is a lot easier to say than California Baptist.
What is the name of their mascot?
Oh, I knew you'd ask that one.
And if you get it wrong, I get to smear.
No, I don't want to be
cream all over you
with any more cream.
How are your hands feeling? Soft?
Actually, not that bad.
Yeah,
now, after the original burning from
the retinol.
Yeah, I'm feeling better now.
Don't look it up. I'm not looking it up at all. Look at it.
I'm trying to think of what it is.
Why are you looking on your computer?
I am trying to think of what it is.
While you think of what it is.
I looked it up. I would not have guessed
me
it.
Me neither.
I would have guessed like the Eagles.
I'll give you a hint.
Cal Baptist.
Hold on. I'm going to give you a hint.
Yeah.
Boyle.
The Lancers.
Yes. Yeah. You are good. You are real good.
I did know it somewhere in my head.
Yeah.
Like, we played them in golf when I was in college.
How'd you do?
Long ago. Probably lost. We lost most of our golf matches. Yeah. So, you'll have a chance to win those tickets coming up here in a couple
Dang
of
it.
Minutes.
That's one of my favorite combos.
Dang it.
It's a real life combo.
What does it sound like when he hits a good one, Polly?
Ooh.
Yes! So elite. When he makes a long putt. The smarmy laugh.
Whee!
So good. All right, what were you going to say about the
game? Trade talks. Garrett Crochet obviously has been discussed a lot here at the winter meetings. The Yankees and Mets.
Phillies.
Both seem to be in it. The Orioles are one of the teams. A lot of East Coast teams seemingly in the Garrett Crochet sweepstakes. As long as the Padres are unwilling to include Ethan Salas and or Leodalis DeVries, I can't see them being a factor in Garrett Crochet trade talks. However, there is another name that has been brought up at these winter meetings that has been connected to the Padres multiple times in the past. That is Jesus Luzardo.
Yeah.
Of the Marlins. The Marlins are clearly rebuilding again. And they have been talking about trading Luzardo for a while. They've never found the right partner. Have never pulled the trigger on a deal. But it's clearly a pitcher that A.J. Preller has coveted from afar for a while. Whether the two sides have any common ground or could come up with something, have no idea. Would it also take a Leodalis DeVries or an Ethan Salas? That would certainly be what I'd be asking for if I was the Marlins.
There's no way. There's absolutely no way. They are
but
wanting...
if I'm not going to give up one of those guys for Crochet, I'm not giving him up for Luzardo.
There is no chance. His value is as low as it's ever been. Benny.
Coming off injury.
Multiple injuries last year. He was on the IL. He had elbow inflammation. He had a bad back.
He's got
year.
2 years of control left, you know, and obviously when he is right, when he is, you know, at the top of his game, he's one of the better left-handed pitchers you're going to find.
I'm sorry. Like, I would be fine to trade for him, but you're not getting a top prospect for Jesus Luzardo, even with his 2 years of control. Again, they don't have to trade him at all, but... If you're the Marlins, you don't sell low on Luzardo. You let him make his 10 starts, and wow, look how good he is. He's not part of our future anyway. You trade him at the deadline. He's one of those guys. If you could sneak in and give a couple low level guys for and get him off the payroll, fine. But if you're there's no rush to trade him at all. His value is at its lowest it's ever been.
It's almost it almost makes me sad. When I see some of these teams, because they're interviewing, you know, on MLB Network, they're basically interviewing every manager and every executive in baseball.
Yep.
And there's such a clear delineation between
Correct.
The teams that want to win and the teams that don't.
Bro.
When Clayton McCullough, the new manager of the Marlins, comes in and they ask him questions about his team, it's like, really excited to see what we have in some of these younger players. And, you know, it's a real opportunity for us to improve and get better. Those are all code words for we have no intention of competing. The Rockies, when they had their general manager come in, I watched some of it.
I watched it yesterday, too. And you had Peavy, who, by the way, just as an aside, is so good on MLB Network.
He's
so, so good. So he sits down. What's the guy's name?
Bill Schmidt or something.
Yeah, Bill Schmidt,
like,
maybe. He sits down. So, Bill, you know, tell us... What are your goals out here at the winter meeting? He goes, like this. He sits there. He goes, prove our bench. You know, we're going to prove our bench. And I go, oh, my God. And he goes, prove our bench.
You don't have any starters.
And he's like, you know, we let some of the kids play and figure it out. And, I mean, they got, look, the funny thing is about the Rockies, they got a handful of guys that are really, really good players.
Yeah,
and
Buddy Black was extolling the praises of Ezekiel Tovar,
yep, Tovar
yesterday.
And McMahon player, yeah. And Brenton Doyle. Like, they've got some good players. They certainly ruined our season as much as they could last year. And it just is like, bro, you're coming here to improve your bench. They asked about Blackman, how they're going to replace, you know, his leadership. And of course, they asked about Chris Bryant. And they said, Chris Bryant's been working out and swinging since the season ended. It's kind of a wait and see. We want him back.
Chris Bryant existed.
I know, man. And it's like, think about all the cash that they're laying out on that guy.
I mean, you talk about PV, and it was almost embarrassing. It's like, say something nice about the Rockies. And what he came up with was, boy, you really handled the Charlie Blackman farewell. It was really classy what you guys did. Tell us about how well you handled
Charlie Blackman's
farewell last season.
It's got to be nerve-wracking for the host. They're like, all right, coming up now is Marlins president Peter Bendix. And you're like, all right, so you guys are selling everybody.
I mean, think about that, though. The Rockies in the division with the Dodgers, the Padres, the Giants, who just went out and signed, you know, Willie Adames.
The Diamondbacks, who just went to the World Series.
And then there's you. And really, the only thing you can do is occasionally play a spoiler, like, you know, for one of the teams.
A couple of series.
By going 500 against them. Like, oh, wow, you really put a, you know, a crimp in their style by winning six games against them this year.
You know, and it's funny because you're right, but like, should our hashtag this year be, at least we're not the Rockies? I mean, because that's how it feels right now. But they got good young talent. That process is very, very slow there.
Some of these interviews are awkward. They had, it was the Tigers GM was on, and they read a tweet about their interest in Paul Goldschmidt. And the GM's like,
No way.
I can't talk about any, just every tweet out there. I mean, it's like, what am I going to be responding here all day to tweets? Clearly, they have interest in Paul Goldschmidt based on his reaction. Like, you didn't tell me you were going to ask me about this. So, I don't know. I mean, just teams like the Rockies and Marlins kind of make me sad a little
bit. Yeah, it does. It's a bummer because you don't get that really in other sports. You know, you don't. So, everyone's got to be kind of on equal footing.
I'm pulling up that that video with the
I mean, it's not great audio. It's just more of the look on his face, like, oh, God, I'm white as a sheet.
Yeah. Like, damn it. They foiled our plans.
See, our secret pursuit of Paul Goldschmidt, the jig is up, apparently. All right, it's time to give away some tickets. Aztecs Lancers of California Baptist coming to Viejas Arena tomorrow night, 7 p.m. tip-off, and you can get your tickets at GoAztecs.com or win them right now by calling 833-288-0973. Be the third caller right now at 833-288-0973. Check out the 23rd-ranked Aztecs at home against California Baptist tomorrow night at Viejas Arena.
And yesterday, before the show, Ben gave Paulie and I a tip for Christmas shopping, and I wanted you to share it. I want you to share your tip with the Tier 1s. I think it could help a lot of people in the same situation that you're in.
Excellent. We'll do that in our final segment next year on 97.3 The Fan. All right, congratulations to
Alisa.
Alisa, nice job. Wins the Aztecs tickets. Now, you have already donated to the Mesa Foundation.
I did.
The Aztecs basketball NIL arm. Are you going to sign up for their new football? The link to 619.
I saw this.
They're trying to raise $619 from 1,000 different people in San Diego. 619, of course, representing the area code in San Diego.
I was going to, but I'm 760, so I'm not donating 760.
They will be asking. I think it's like $52 a month. You get $619 a year and sign up to become one of their Link to 619 members. And if they fill all the way up, I mean, that's an extra $600,000 plus in NIL money going toward the football program to try to attract and keep their best players on the football field and try to build that program for Sean Lewis. Doesn't seem, I mean, You'd think there's 1,000 Aztecs alums out there that might be willing to do that.
Paulie's an Aztec alum.
It's a lot. I mean, it's a big ask. 619 is not nothing.
Yeah, I didn't. I was able to. I wanted to. Yeah. To the Mesa Foundation.
And I'm sure they would still take whatever they wanted. But if you want to be part of their actual link to 619 Drive.
The special club.
Yeah.
But let me ask you, are you going to?
I am not, but I'm not an alum.
No, but you like the program.
I do, but I like other programs as well.
I'm not an alum either. I donated to the Mesa Foundation.
I'm also...
How much did you donate to the Mesa
journalist,
Foundation?
So really, it would be inappropriate of me to do so.
Oh, so it was inappropriate that I donated?
You don't consider yourself a journalist as much as I do, so do what you want.
Any way he can get out donating money, he will do it.
I'm trying to uphold some ethical standards here.
You are the goat, my friend. No, I wanted to talk about this because I liked your tip. I want to get to your tip. Do we have to check traffic?
Yeah, we do have to check traffic.
And then we'll get to your tip. Just the tip.
This segment of Ben Woods is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football. Hey, San Diego sports fans, head to your local Buffalo Wild Wings. Try their new maple chipotle sauce for rich maple sweetness and a mild, smoky chipotle heat. Or for a bit of kick, check out the new Cajun sauce with a rich blend of spicy and tangy peppers. Stop by your San Diego B-dubs or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings. Go.
Quite a mouthful there.
So, yeah, you know, my kids are older now, 21 and 19 years old.
Yes.
And it becomes much more difficult around Christmas time to shop for kids of that age. But I think you still want, you know, Christmas to be a special holiday at home. So you have that dilemma. You can always just ask them for, well, what do you want? But you know, they're going to want probably something big, electronic, and like, okay, well, that would be your one present. You already know what you're getting. It's like, takes away some of the magic and mystique of Christmas, and it's just great. You just, oh, there's your one present. There it is.
Like what would it be? Like a
new
PS5 or something.
Yeah, or, you know, something for their computer system at home, you know, added memory.
A modem.
Yeah, something like that. I don't think a modem is
using words.
What they mean. Tech words. We're just throwing tech words out there. But at the same time, you don't want to just have a bunch of junk wrapped up under the tree. You know, bag of beef jerky, just things to unwrap.
Have you ever had that?
What kind of
a bag of beef jerky?
Yeah.
I have unwrapped a bag of beef jerky before.
You have?
I have.
For yourself?
Yeah.
From whom?
In-laws.
Oh.
I mean, I like beef jerky. It's fine. But I don't need that. I don't need to unwrap it for Christmas. It's fine. So
here's a sandwich.
So how do you handle, especially as your kind of kids are getting older, to still have a fun Christmas, but also be a little more practical and reasonable with what's going on, not going overboard, but still making it fun. And got this tip recently, and we're going to try to implement it at our house. So for your older kids for Christmas, 4 things: something they want, something they need, something to wear, and something to read.
Very good.
Everybody has
something they want,
something they need, something to wear, and something to read.
Not bad.
So you get like a book, you get a sweater or a shirt or, you know, some jeans. You get something that they need, like you definitely know. Maybe you decide, I know you really need this. And then something they want from like their wish list that they're looking for.
It's pretty good.
Kind of make that. And then you got some time. You sit around. You can still open your presents on Christmas morning.
Yeah, you still get stuff to open.
A few different things to open. But it's not just ridiculous. And it's kind of organized.
So after last year, Christmas with my kids, who were at the time, 5 and 3. They opened presents for like a good solid hour and a half. And it was just junk after junk after junk after junk. We ended up giving a lot of
it away.
It
feels wasteful.
It does. It feels wasteful. So Hannah had the idea of, let's do something instead. And still give them, you know, a couple of presents. Well, I'm starting to kind of realize they like to open presents. That's what little kids like to do. They like to open. They like the act of seeing a buttload of presents under the tree, ripping them open. Well, what is this? Great. So here's the thing about dads, though. At least in my house, I've been a little iced out of the Christmas experience as far as getting my kids presents. And I have pitched a couple of ideas to the wife, and she has put the kibosh on all of them. And the thing is my kids already have a lot. You know, they're very, very, very fortunate. They have a lot. And what does Bo need for baseball? Nothing. He's got a new glove, new bat, new bag. He's got new helmets. He's got everything he needs. My parents are asking, what does Bo want? What does Taylor want? I'm like, they have everything. I have a new bike, new everything. And so I had a couple of ideas. Like, they really like laser tag. I said, let's get them, like, their own laser tag, and they can play around. Hannah said, no, no guns. I said, all right, fine. I can get behind that.
Can Taylor, you do laser tag without guns? And just
no,
have like a
laser knife. Laser darts.
Laser bow and arrow.
The thing is like, because Taylor, he's the youngest one. He'll do the thing of, like, I'll kill you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like, all right, bro. You obviously can't. Bo can handle it. Taylor can't. So you can't get one a laser tag set without the other one doing it. It's just not ready. So Hannah said, no, put the kibosh on that. And there was something else that I had pitched. Oh, I wanted to get Bo his own record player and start getting him into, hey, come to the record store with Dad, listen to a record in your room. I think I was 6, 7 when I got my first record player or cassette player and started listening to my own music. So I sit him down and I said, do you want that record player? He goes, you know, just like this, you know? I was thinking about it, and I get distracted at night, and I don't think if I was sitting in here listening to records, I would be able to sleep. I'm like, what are you, 40 years old? All right, we'll wait on the record. We'll wait on the record player. So now I don't know what to get him. So they like baseball cards. So here's the dilemma I'm up against with baseball cards. I want him to get, like, the good cards, to open the good cards, where, you know, you pull out, like, oh, my God, that's a signed Jackson Merrill thing, but I don't know which ones to buy. Oh, look, there's Fernando Tatis's sideburn in this one. This is pretty cool. Like, no,
nobody knows which box to buy.
Because, well, no, not which box to buy. What brand? Where do I get it? They don't sell those at Walmart. What's the good, like, if I want him to have a chance to open up a really cool and special card? I'm not saying he will get it.
Gotcha.
But the opportunity.
You like the idea of it being sort of a lottery ticket slash baseball card opening.
Slash baseball card opening. Right. That's exactly right. So I want the ones, I don't know where to go, where to get it.
Probably online now.
Online.
I know they used to, like,
what's the set? When we were kids, it was like
Target would have a.
Yeah, when we were kids.
They still have that aisle. I just don't know. It's near the register. There's a bunch of, like, Pokemon.
I mean, I
guarantee there's some people from Upper Deck who are listening right now up in Carlsbad.
They don't do baseball cards.
They don't do baseball cards.
Not anymore. So when I was a kid, it was my dad would say, what do you want? I'd be like, you know, I want the 89 Upper Deck wax box, and sit there on Christmas and open it up looking for Griffey and everything else. So, but I've been iced out completely. So I went last night. I bought some stuff for them. Hannah doesn't know. But I bought them some cool rock and roll t-shirts and stuff like that. Just little things that they can open. Because I'm literally afraid that Christmas is going to get here and they're going to be like, oh, cool, we had 6 presents to open.
What about this? If they just like opening stuff, buy yourself some stuff.
Let them
wrap
open it.
Let them open it, and then you just keep it at the end. Oh,
yeah,
look,
XL t-shirt.
A box of Callaways. Perfect. Thank you.
That'll take those. Yeah, somebody says they do sell those at Walmart. I just never know which ones to buy. Topps Chrome. That's what I'm looking for. All right.
Target has a whole wall of cards, too, usually near the checkout stand. Mm-hmm. But I don't know which ones are the ones you want to get.
I don't really either.
No.
Topps Chrome. Okay, that's good. That's what I needed. Thank you, Sons of Arkham. But when your kids were little, did you? Because there's this meme going around of Dad sitting on the couch eating snacks, watching his kids open up presents, and faking surprise, because he's also surprised. He has no idea.
He hasn't seen what they are. Yeah. There's some of that for sure growing up.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
I'm looking at, like, the Topps official website.
Okay.
They do have, like, the big boxes. Those are all sold out.
Oh,
Topps Chrome. They have the value box for $40.
That's on Topps' website.
They have 2024 Topps complete set, the whole box.
I don't want that.
Box. Isn't that what you want?
No, because I want
the box full of packs of cards.
Oh, that's, you said complete set.
Yeah, they have the complete set. They have the Chrome Series Baseball Sapphire Edition, but that's sold out. I'm sure you can find it elsewhere online.
Okay.
Secondhand.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a box that has, you know, whatever, 10
packs of cards. The potential to get some good, pull some good cards out of it. And that'll eat up 6 hours.
Yeah, the more you pay, like, there are, it's like you're guaranteed an autographed card. You don't know who the autograph is.
Right.
You're guaranteed a card with a jersey pack.
But I want Fernando Tatis' sideburn in one. I thought that'd be a good one.
Part of the allure of baseball cards is that you don't know for years sometimes which ones are the value to you to kind of keep those track of those cards. And you get a player who may be unknown as a rookie. You know, not heralded. No one really knows who he is. But he goes on and has a Hall of Fame career. And you had his rookie card. Now, it wasn't worth anything when you pulled it out. But in 15 years, all of a sudden, it's worth a lot when you take care of it and you keep it and you store it and, you know, you don't damage it and it's still in mint condition.
Somebody just said go to Honey Hole Collectibles. All right. Sounds good to me.
See, now, if you go to one of those card stores, though.
You just buy them whatever card.
Well, exactly. And you're paying a lot of money,
right.
You know, for the cards. The idea of buying it cheaply when you don't know what it's worth is kind of the excitement of it. Anybody can spend, you know, thousands of dollars and create a great card collection by buying the ones that are already valuable and the ones that mean a lot to them. And that's fine. If you've got the money and you've got the interest and it makes you happy, go ahead and do that. But I would say most people don't necessarily have an extra, you know, 40 grand around to buy all the cards that they want and, you know, just have a ready-made collection from the very beginning. You got to slowly build it over the years.
I get what you're saying. You know, I want them to have the opportunity to pull something cool, you know, and not just a bunch of junk cards.
You just got to sell it. Oh, that's cool. You know, like you pulls.
My kids are beyond.
There's a Stephen Kolek card. that is really cool, guys.
Mason McCoy.
You know, he was Rule 5 draft pick. You know how cool that is?
I'm looking around on their websites and people in the chat. Hobby box is kind of the key phrase.
Hobby box and honey hole. I'm all in. Why haven't I been
buy
doing
a
this
hobby
for
box
years?
On honey hole.
Okay. Yeah. And there it was. Honey hole. Yeah, I think I want that Paul Skeens card. Where do I get that one? Where do I get the opportunity,
Paul Skeens,
to pull that one?
See, we all know that one's probably going to be valuable.
Carlos said he pulled two Mason McCoy autographs. I don't want to hear it.
Can Woods
yes,
have
an
one?
Auto card.
Woods needs a Christmas gift idea if you can just give him one of those.
Well, I am going to have to run it by the missus.
That's a fun idea, though.
Yeah,
I got like the complete set or whatever when I was a kid. I remember it was like the 1994-1995 Donruss. Like you had every player played in baseball that year.
But the complete set to get was like cheating. Like you're like, oh, I got the complete set.
Don't need to trade anybody.
Don't have to like
got them all
acquire
already.
Anything. I don't know. It's a headache. Christmas is a headache every year.
And then you got to take care of them. You got to organize them.
Yeah.
Or you just shoebox them up and.
Cousinator said he pulled a David Bednar autograph. He thought it was the Paul Skeens. What a nightmare.
Could have won season tickets at PNC Park
for the rest of your life. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the suggestions, guys. And I do like your tip a lot. My kids aren't quite old enough.
Something you want. Something you need. Something to wear.
Yeah.
Something to read.
What are you going
to
get your kids that they need? Because then that takes some elite understanding.
There's a lot of crossover with something to wear, unfortunately, with something they need. So I'll have to kind of figure out where the line is drawn between those two things, I think.
Okay. No, I like it. It's a good tip. We're not quite there yet. But we're also in the sweet spot of not having to buy a buttload of electronics yet. And, you know, that's those
days. You regulate electronics.
We do.
We have gone
deregulation.
Far. Deregulation has hit.
Well, you give one of my kids an iPad for 15 minutes, and then you see what it's like trying to take it from them.
I get it.
Oh, my God. It's insane.
All right, that is the music that indicates our program is complete for today.
Super
battled
fun
some
morning.
Technical difficulties and some struggles. Hopefully tomorrow goes a little bit smoother.
Let's go sign somebody today.
Sammy Levitt will have more live from Dallas at the winter meetings with Annie and Elston. They are coming up next. For Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. From all of us here at San Diego's #1 sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.